Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. If I were to show you the sign that goes with a restaurant that is Golden Arches, well, for most of you, you know exactly what I was talking about. You would think of a fast food restaurant just by seeing that symbol, but you just wouldn't think of the fast food restaurant. You also might think of the menu that they serve, what it looks like on the inside, what it might smell like. So that symbol invokes a meaning from you. Now, if I were to ask you to open up your phone and look at some of the social media icons that you have on there, just by seeing that picture, you would also experience what happens in that social media site. Now, for me, I really enjoy Instagram because I follow a lot of the national park Instagram accounts for the United States. So my feed is flooded with all these beautiful pictures that have me thinking about what would it be like to explore that place and what discovery would be waiting for me. Now, there's a lot of people who would see that icon and they're automatically going to think about posers and influencers and maybe how everybody always puts their best life forward for others to look at, but you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Tell you what, I do. And it's always a challenge. We don't want people to see the part of us that's raw for a good reason, because most of them are going to poke at it. Okay. So what does all of this have to do with pain and suffering and how to begin to short circuit when you're hurting too much? Well, this is what I'm teaching my long-term clients right now. See, you work with me one time and we start getting you instant results. You decide to work with me after that first time, and you can even do it month to month. Then I start giving you the system for you to be empowered and do it on your own. So I'm going to share with you what I'm teaching my private clients right now. And it's the internal system you have that will take you from suffering into success. So this is how it works. Your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns, it runs with all of your emotions, it stores all of your memories, it runs your entire body's system, your heartbeat, your blood pressure, your breathing. These are all the things that happen automatically. So your subconscious, it is said, depending on who you listen to, what university or what teaching hospital, it is said that it runs anywhere between 80% of what you experience in your life all the way up to 99.003%. Oh. So if you want a quality of life that you're choosing, then you need to get the subconscious's agreement on it, which is the reason why I love hypnosis, because that's what we're doing. And I'm teaching you a hypnotic technique on how the subconscious works right now. So we've all experienced pain. Touching a hot stove, that's painful. Having a relationship with someone where they've done something to hurt our feelings, yeah, that's painful. A belief that we were taught that can no longer support
who we are and where we're going. Well, that's painful. Pain is good. It's alerting you to the fact that there is something going on in your external environment that is going, you need to be aware of this and you need to address it. Suffering comes about when your internal world, what you need, what you want, and what you desire, and those are three different levels we'll address in a moment, but in your internal world, what you need, what you want, what you desire does not match the external experiences you repeatedly have. That's suffering. So you've got needs. You've got basic needs to be taken care of. The first need is to be safe. Then after that, you've got a need to love. A need to receive love. That actually has to happen before you can give love. And so you need to be able to receive love. And then you need to be able to give love. And then you have to have the ability to know how to mend things when they feel like they're broken. So those are four basic needs that we have. But then you have wants, and these are achievements. You want a certain type of car. You want to be able to live in a certain type of neighborhood. You want to have certain friendships. And so these are the physical manifestations of you going beyond just what you need and learning how to grow. And then you have desires. Desires are based on the fuller expression of you at your healthiest everywhere you go. Unfortunately, for almost all of us who are listening to this podcast as well as creating it, we've been taught to sacrifice our functional healthy needs for somebody else's dysfunctional wants. They're growing and producing the life they want at our expense. We're paying the price for it. And then we don't even get to express the desire, the seed within us of who we really are, because we have to move into a martyr mode or constantly saving those around us, and we pay the price for them. And when that happens again and again, oh, there is suffering. I know. I have actually been suffering with a challenge myself, working with my own mentors and guides and saying, okay, what is it I can do to address this? This is where your subconscious comes in. And I'm going to give you an example of something I did just this morning on how to move from struggling into beginning to lay the foundations of the success again by expressing who I really am. Okay, let's go back to the symbols. Your subconscious mind does not use language to communicate. It uses symbols. It's your conscious mind which chooses which direction you want to go. That uses language, but the subconscious uses symbols. And you have a symbol of pain. You also have a symbol of suffering. What you might be missing are two things: the symbol of success and what that looks like, and then the system to be able to move quickly from the symbol of suffering to the symbol of success every time you experience it. Every time you go to that place where it is a bottomless pit of pain and it keeps hurting again and again, it's because your subconscious was taught through programming and conditioning to have that symbol of pain in a position where it holds power over you. You're in the bottom of the pit and it's at the top standing down looking at you. It holds a position of power over you. Now, the reason why you've given that symbol that power, well, that's where we would need to work together privately. And If you want to have a consult where we can explore that, reach out to me. You can do so. I'm going to give you three ways. The first one is call me 1-636-699-7791 and leave me a message of when would be the best time to call you back for us to set a consult. Okay. It's going to be about 30 to 45 minutes. It's going to be in depth where you and I were going to discuss your whys of how you've been conditioned to give your power away to this pain and suffering to hold power over you and what we can do to address it working together. And then you choose if we're a good fit or not. You can also text me at 1-636-699-7791. You need to tell me on either of those two times that you want a pain and suffering consult. Because if not, I'm going to give you a general consult. Okay. Or you can also go to my website, canhypnosishelpyou.com, and there will be a button that you can click on to set a time. But it's the same thing. When we get together, you need to tell me it's the pain and suffering consult because I'm not going to know which one I'm supposed to be giving you. Okay. So your subconscious mind has been programmed and conditioned that this pain and suffering has to have power over you. You need to come up with a symbol of what it means for you to be empowered, for you to have the success that you want. And then you need to use a system to move from one symbol to the next as soon as you feel like you're suffering. And it needs to have sound and it needs to have movement. So I am a Christian. I do not impose my beliefs on anybody. But I'm going to give you the symbolism that I used after listening to a scripture story this morning. So in the New Testament, there is a story about a man with a withered hand, and Jesus healed him. And there's a lot more going on about that story, but I'm just working with the symbolism. And Jesus asked the man to stretch out the hand towards him. And after the man did that, the man was restored. See, there had to be action first. There had to be a choice of given to the man, this is how he was going to move forward. Now, I told you in my life, I've been dealing with a situation that has caused me a great deal of suffering. And I've been consulting my own mentors, coaches, and guides, and all the information that they were giving me, that they were handing me, was actually causing me to wither up inside. Yes, it was the reality. It was the truth that I needed to face, but nowhere was there any type of empowerment with it. It was just one more thing that I felt was being piled on top of me. My hand was actually becoming more withered the more that they gave me to do. Okay. And then I listened to this morning, this scripture lesson, and I went, oh, okay, because I am taking on too much without going, this is everything I need to do, but what do I want to do? And what's the desire that my higher power has placed in my heart? Because when we look at the word desire, it comes from the Latin word de sire, which means from the Father. What has my Father planted in me that needs to be expressed? Yes, I need to take action on some of these things, but in a way, my higher power wants me to do so, not what man thinks I should be doing. I need to be in alignment with my mission, vision, purpose, and path. And so the symbol of the withered hand was my suffering, and I took it and I stretched it out to my higher power. And then the hand was healed. I was restored. That was my symbolism. A withered hand taking on more than what I can do. stretching it out. And as I'm stretching it out, I am using to where it is now becoming larger in life. There is movement. There is sound where I can actually hear the health coming back into my hand, and I can feel it as life comes back into it, and the restoration that's happening through me as that moves from my hand to all parts of me. That's the symbol I'm using right now. And immediately my suffering began to ease, and the ideas and the this is my next step began to flow through me, not from a place of being a victim, but from being a victor. Okay, so you have a symbol right now that has power over you, and it is causing what you've got going on inside to wither up and die. And then your powerful mind will seek out every experience on the outside then to reinforce the fact that you should be withering and dying, because the original worlds didn't match up. What you wanted, what you needed, what you wanted, and what you desired did not match on the outside. And it does not matter what guidance you get, what plan of action you're given, until you can align your healthy needs, wants, and desires internally in a powerful way. Only then will your outside world begin to match up with what you want to experience, and you can move from suffering into revealing who you really are. And it's not going to take a lot of strength on your part. It's not going to take a lot of perseverance. It's not going to take a lot of pushing through. What it is going to take is revealing who you really are, the way your higher power has designed you. If I can assist you, 1-636-699-7791, or go to canhypnosishelpyou.com. And when we get together, remind me that you want the pain and suffering consult, because you have been programmed and conditioned to be in pain and to suffer, to pay the price for others at your expense. And we need to start looking at what you need, what you want, and what you desire to reveal who you really are. Until we get together again, you can do this. I believe in you. Until you can believe in yourself, just borrow my belief. Becoming a healingpreneur, could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space, and that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com. Click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So healingpreneur, Is that your calling?